This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
Morty.
Yeah.
You are lucky to be sitting across from me right now.
We're not really across. We're kind of like diagonal. Catty corner.
You're lucky to be sitting catty corner to me right now. I almost blew up this week.
Okay.
It's a true story.
Like legit explosion almost took out the entire block.
And me, I was there too.
That was the benefit. No, I'm sorry.
We had a very scary situation.
Lauren was the fireman woman lady, and she saved the day. Lauren, tell us how you put on your fire cap and you saved the day.
For some context, last year we bought outdoor furniture on clearance, one of those like 85% offs at a furniture store.
Here's how it went down, right?
It was flammable.
Well, we're going to get to that. Okay. But here's how it went down. I don't know if you've ever had this. And you're married, and sometimes a spouse wants something that the other spouse doesn't care about. And they keep bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up and bringing it up. And one day I was like, you know what? I want to get new snowboard boots.
In August.
Because everyone needs to get their
That's
snowboard
the best
boots.
Time.
Cheryl understands.
I get my golf clubs in January.
So there's a store that sells both snowboard boots and outdoor equipment. Outdoor furniture for Lauren. So I said, Lauren, let's go get you your outdoor furniture.
Nice.
I thought it was a very good idea. Nice. And I brought her to the outdoor furniture store while she was distracted with outdoor furniture. I got new snowboard boots.
You did get the boots. Nice. But it was like a blowout sale. And it was one of those.
Not the snowboard boots.
Very affordable outdoor furniture. And they had this beautiful set.
Wasn't affordable.
Gas, fire pits.
I'm still paying like the credit card bill like everyone.
Well, since you foreshadowed that it blew up, I don't think it was affordable.
Hold on.
So, let me tell you what they are. So, there's two tables. We got some other stuff, but there's two tables that have like those fancy, like a barbecue propane tank in them. Mm-hmm. And you press the button and they have little flamey flame. And
like
you feel
you're at a restaurant, an outdoor restaurant.
You feel swanky. That's the word for it. Yeah, Cheryl knows all about being swanky. Actually, in the Burger Residence, they say, "Welcome to Swanky Town." And so. Welcome to Swanky Town. Did you know that's their slogan at Burger's Burger?
Oh, it's
I'm true. Telling you. And welcome to Swanky Town. And so we tried to be swanky too. And
not
Lauren,
that we really tried to be swanky. It's that you actually don't like talking to other people. So you said that if I'm trying to drag you out to a restaurant, you'd rather just sit in your backyard than have to actually mingle with people.
Who wouldn't?
It's brilliant.
Oh my God.
But people think Andrew actually really likes to talk to people.
Squirrel, focus. Okay, tell us a story.
So we got this high top bar table. In the middle of it has, it looks like a fire pit. So we haven't used it though.
So there's two. We've been using one of them a lot. I don't want you to think we bought one and didn't do it, but there's one that's on a couch. The high top just doesn't seem like the fire is a significant portion of the high top bar table. So it just felt like I was going to get burned.
Awkward.
It's like awkward. Yeah. You're sitting in like
fire.
Your drink is like bubbling from the heat. But anyway.
So just never use it. So the other day we're like, you know what? It's August.
No, that's not what happened. You came back and you came back with lots of Genergy.
Genergy equals girl energy.
So she came back with lots of Genergy from going to the preschool orientation. She had all this stuff to tell me about the preschool orientation.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And I said, I need a drink to have this type of Genergy. And I said, let's go outside and drink.
I can't believe you still go to those.
Yeah, she went.
You know what? This is for my youngest kid and it was his first pre-K.
I didn't go, Cheryl. Don't worry. Swanky. That's how I roll. So she comes home and we have some drinks and I put on this barbecue.
No, we didn't actually have.
No, we did. I had a half of a sip.
Okay.
And we put on the fire and then.
We put on the fire. He just clicked it on and then it blew up.
No. So it was a good 15 second pause of the fire looking beautiful. My beer started bubbling. And the next thing you know is Lauren's like, the side of the thing's on fire. And then the whole thing was on fire. And there's a gas tank inside, Cheryl. A gas tank inside.
Oh, my God. So I'm like, I'm going to get the fire extinguisher. So I run inside.
We don't got one of them.
We don't have a fire extinguisher. Andrew, order on Amazon.
We have one. I just don't know where it is. And then
that's a problem.
And then we have a hose next to it, Cheryl. But we asked the guy to put the hose holder on, up. And he put the hose holder on the front. So the hose is on the front of the house, even though there's a spigot over there. And Lauren's like, get the hose. And Lauren's like, get the hose. I'm like, by the time I get the hose, we're going to be a toast.
We have a handyman that I say is a little...
He's wonderful.
He's
so
wonderful. He's very special.
So
and
Lauren...
When you say go to the back, he was the front.
So Lauren gets these buckets and we're throwing buckets of water on this thing. I just want you to understand, maybe 15 buckets. My mother tells you you're not supposed to put water on gas. The whole thing, it's like...
It was about to go on
Morty,
the deck.
If you were standing up, it's right up to your shoulder, maybe a little under your shoulder, and the whole thing was on. There was fire coming out on the deck.
Oh my God.
And we're throwing like water, but like how much water can you get from the sink into these buckets that we're throwing on it? And eventually I kicked it. And I kicked it over. So Cheryl, you know how like a lot
with
of these have
with your new snow boots?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. But a lot of them have like a door that you can open and you could put it out. But this one didn't have a door. You had to like take off the side. It was so inflamed I couldn't take the side off. So I judo chopped it with my snowboard. It's like Morty said.
His karate skills came in.
And I judoed it and it went out and we're good, although the whole table's melted. But I think we have a strict products liability case. I don't know about it.
You don't have any damages?
I feel damaged. Like I'm psychological.
You are psychologically. Lauren, I asked if you needed to get a new therapist.
Lauren, just on saying bad things, Alex Jones had to pay $4.1 million, and that's before the punitive damages. I feel traumatized. No, I'm not trying to say that I'm like the Sandy Hook family, but I think that was the closest to a near-death experience, not just for me, but for my entire block. Like, Morty, how far would have this explosion went with a full
gas tank?
The full one.
Could have blown up neighbors' houses.
Neighbors, right? Like, that's how traumatized I was. It was
stick to wood.
It was
wood
like
fires.
Yeah, so I think people don't realize like how much damage is. So I think we need Lauren. You're going to send them a letter. I think that we have to send them a letter. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, I mean, we bought it a year ago. Do we even have the receipt?
We're still in the statute of limitations. If you're curious, from
I
those.
Was just wondering. Oh, and then coincidentally, my mom went to the furniture store this week and she goes, guess what? They're never selling furniture again. They decided to stick to only
just snowboard
stuff.
Boots.
Well, but I wonder why.
So yeah. You got a good point, Morty. Here's what I think we should do, Lauren. We should send them. I don't know. Do you remember when? Did you watch Game of Thrones, Morty?
I did not.
Oh, Cheryl, did you watch it?
I did. Of course. You know how many I make so many GOT references to you guys.
Well, Morty said he didn't watch it, so I thought maybe.
So your references to him are going
that's
great.
That's why Morty doesn't like my jokes.
Yeah, no, Cheryl, I'm good at pretending I know something when I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
So, Cheryl, you know on Game of Thrones how some of the episodes were terrible because it was so dark you couldn't see anything, even though the show was great? And there was times where it was just so dark. Well, they upgraded it to 4K at HDR on HBO Max now, so we can see those segments.
Wow, that's
so,
actually a big deal.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking we're going to do, Lauren, is we're going to take a little video of the Game of Thrones, and we're going to send it to the ski stop place. And we're going to say, we're going to challenge you to, what is it, trial by fire or trial by fight or trial by fire, actually, will blow their shit up. And I think that that's how we're going to tell them what's up.
It's an eye for an eye.
Well, you know, you say eye for eye. I was in Newsweek this week because, you know, this gal, this basketball lady. Do you see this basketball lady?
Yeah, Brittany Griner.
Griner, yeah. Griner. Cheryl, see how many years she got in jail?
I did not.
Nine years for a vape
pen. Smuggling weed or something?
No, didn't even smuggle weed. A partial of a gram on a vape pen. So like weed, like it wasn't like she was bringing bricks of weed in. Like she had like a pen in her luggage or something like that.
It's Russia. I'm surprised she didn't get the death penalty.
Well,
it's probably not the smartest thing to do to be traveling with narcotics when you're in a communist country.
So I don't know if they're going to go with communist in Russia. I think they go with authoritarian. I think that's what their vibe is. But anyway, but the thing is, Morty, you said an eye for an eye. And I was quoted in Newsweek saying that when you travel out of our borders, you have to be wondering what the laws of those areas are. Because like in, for example, a lot of Islamic states, if you steal something, they cut your arm off. In that eye for an eye type of thing. In Singapore, if you spit on the ground, you got problems. And people don't realize that.
Isn't there a country you can't chew gum?
That's Singapore. That's Singapore. It's not chew, it's spit. Okay. But when people don't realize that when they leave their border, it's a big deal. And Cheryl, I got to tell you, I think it's a big deal now when you leave your state. What do you think about that?
Seriously.
I agree.
There's many states I will not go to right now.
You can go to Kansas, though, Lauren. What do you think about Kansas? The Kansas, they're very good. And they got a very good basketball team in their college. So that's on our to-do list. The Kansas, one of the most conservative states in the country. You know, just so you understand, Donald Trump held double-digit margins in both 2016 and 2020 in the red districts there. Like, he killed it, right? Like, this is Kansas. Conservative, conservative, conservative.
So let me just ask something. So doesn't that show that the Dobbs decision actually worked?
Well, I didn't even tell him what I was going to say. Okay, I understand the Dobbs decision. Why don't you tell him?
I knew where you were going.
Why don't you tell him? What does that mean?
So the Dobbs decision, the big abortion case from the last term, they basically sent the issue of whether an abortion is legal to the states. So this was the first state that actually voted on abortion restrictions, and they struck it down.
So there was an abortion vote, yeah. Lauren. 60% said that they want to not have these abortion restrictions in a heavily Trump state. And Kansas, now we can cross borders there. Like, you may not be able to go to Florida. DeSantis just suspended his attorney general, who's not going to enforce the abortion stuff. So you may not be able to go to Florida anymore. But you can go. You can go to Kansas.
You don't want to practice any sort of law now, Florida or in Texas.
So, Morty, I have to tell you about your statement. You said, didn't the Dobbs decision work? I think it works to the extent that you believe that other people's votes should control your personal autonomy rights. Does that make sense?
That's fair.
So, and then let's go a second thought. Assuming you believe that other people's votes should affect your personal autonomy rights, do you think it should be the people's representatives? Or should it be based on doing it like they did in Kansas, where they have everyone vote and they have everyone come out in a statewide vote about the issue where everyone gets a vote instead of your elected representatives?
I think it's I like what Kansas did.
Well, let's go a step further. Yeah. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, said he agrees that the Supreme Court said that the people's representatives should make the decision. I don't know that I agree, but he says that's what they said. And then you know what he said? He said, and the U.S. Congress is the people's representatives, and the U.S. Congress has rules with respect to emergency rooms and stuff like that that states can't do. And he said there's this thing called the Supremacy Clause, where a federal law exists, a state can't make a contrary law. So I guess my point to you on that is, if I was playing Game of Thrones, forgetting my trial by fire, and I was going to be saying, hey, let's rule and let's figure out the best way to run a country, I think that this conversation you and I are having makes a heck of a lot of sense.
It does.
However, if I'm an individual that wants to get an abortion and I didn't go to law school, much less understand constitutional law, you know, most people I meet don't even know about the three branches of government.
Right.
Do they know, I want to understand what their rights are, number one, who makes those rights, number two, and what happens when you go across state lines? Like, what happens when I go snowboarding in Vermont this year and I cross through other states on the way? Like Brittany Griner, I'm not checking what the laws are on the way. I didn't be like, I'm going to pass through New Jersey and Connecticut. I need to check.
You don't get like an alert like, do not bring a vape pen in the state.
Maybe we should make an app, though. We should make an app that says...
Does anybody want to back us?
No, but the app... No. Here's the idea. Not on a phone, Lauren. On the car. You know how the car has the navigation?
Like, you've just entered New Jersey.
Yeah. So driving only rich drivers will get this alert.
Driving while texting is illegal or something like that. Yeah.
Did you ever hear about in Kansas City? You know, Kansas City is both in Missouri. Although they call it Missouri if you're cool. Yeah. And in Kansas, I forget which one. One of them requires motorcyclers to wear helmets and the other one doesn't. And people cross the border and throw their motorcycle helmets off. And the question becomes back to that thought. And wouldn't that be a cool app?
I think that would be all. I think you got something here.
Well, I think we got something. This is the Leibcast.
You're in New York. You can now go and get an abortion.
And well, I think that should be the alert. Alert. Welcome to the Empire State. Your nearest abortion clinics are.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just saying the future here.
If you'd like to smoke marijuana, go to Manhattan.
But if you're a black person, don't go to the SeaWorld type of I don't know if you saw the SeaWorld, the Sesame Place. SeaWorld owns Sesame Place, Lauren. So the case is called Burns v. SeaWorld Parks, because apparently black people, Elmo won't give them the time of day. Ernie won't give them the time of day.
Morty,
I don't want to ruin your day right now, but Telly Monster also.
What?
Yeah, I know.
No, not Telly Monster.
Lauren, Abby Kadabi. Abby Kadabi.
Telly
Monster, if you're out there, I will represent you.
You think that Telly Monster is being defamed, don't you think?
Oh my God.
Telly Monster is a better person than that. And I got to tell you, you say it like that, but I kind of agree with you. I'm going to tell you why I think Telly Monster is being defamed. Because it's not Telly Monster, it's the character or person, the employee that was in the suit that didn't give him a time of day. Now, the person who drew Telly Monster and created Telly Monster, I imagine someone did that, their whole brand is getting hurt from this whole thing, and right. they should do an intervention into the case and say that their rights aren't being upheld, and they also want defamation in this thing. Do you see how much money they're looking for, Lauren?
Was it? Well, several million.
Not several.
25 million?
No, 50 million exclusive attorney's fees, because their argument is that these black kids came and they were supposed to get a meet and the greet with the Elmo, the Ernie, the Telly Monster, the Abby Kadabi, and they were supposed to get a meet and greet. I personally am back to that whole having fire in my backyard. Why they try and give me a hug, I go the other way. I'm very sketched out about these weird people. Imagine, costume. Think about the person who says, my job is going to wear a costume and hug people. I'm just sketched out by that.
I'm thinking about when we took our son to Disney and he was 7 and was like, why are these weird people in costumes smiling at me?
Cheryl, if your daughter ever grows up and says, mommy, I want to be Elmo at SeaWorld, I want you to say no. That's just weird.
So are the allegations that they didn't come up to them and hug them?
Yeah, so the weird allegation is that the white people went by and they got the meet and greet, the high five, the time of day, the whole deal. And the black kids walked by and they were like, pooh. And they like didn't pay attention to them. And apparently this happened a bunch of times. And again, the similarly situated white customers, all of them on they're paying to go there. The reason they're saying they paid to go to, as Lauren would tell us, not SeaWorld, to Sesame Place. The reason why they went to Sesame Place is they wanted the meet and greet with Elmo, Ernie, Telly Monster, and Abby Kadabi. And
well, that's why you go to a place like that.
I don't agree at all. I think you're going there for the rides. You're going there, Morty, my favorite reason is the funnel cake. That's some good stuff.
Oh, my God.
That's some good stuff.
I love funnel cake.
You hear something great? My son, Spencer.
With vanilla ice cream.
Check this out. You're gonna love my son. My son is at sleepaway camp right now. We spoke to him on the phone. And Spencer went to one of the best water parks in the country. Cheryl got excited.
Cheryl, you okay?
Cheryl, you okay?
I just dropped my glass. I was trying to be discreet and it slipped.
Cheryl, don't get too excited about Spencer, but listen to what he did. He went to this one of the biggest, best water parks in the country called Enchanted Forest. And I speak to him and I'm excited he's going to go to Enchanted Forest. And I say, Spencer, how was it? We speak to him 3 times in 7 weeks. I say, how was Enchanted Forest? How were the rides? He goes, it was the best trip I ever took. I said, what do you mean it was the best trip? What was good about it? He goes, they had a corn dog there. That was the best thing I ever ate.
He's like, in my life.
Oh, my God. That is my son. All they do is talk about the food.
I'm like, I don't understand.
Go on a ride.
Cheryl, the whole day he went on 2 rides, but he tells me that the corn dog was outrageous.
Didn't he also say he had like brisket or something?
Yeah. No, it wasn't brisket. He had pulled pork. He had pulled pork. He had corn dog. And then he says to me, he goes, and we didn't have water, so I just kept buying slushies. I think he spelled his own water out. That's what I think is going on. And I have to tell you, with the cost of inflation and everything, I'm scared about this bill. But it's good that finally Manchin and Sinema are going to get rid of our inflation, Morty. They're planning on getting rid of it. I don't know if it's going to work, because today we saw that even after this, do you know that we have the lowest jobs as far as unemployment, lowest unemployment since the Great Recession's recovery, and we recovered 3 times faster. And when everyone has money in their pocket, I hate to say this, you find inflation goes up. It's when people are broke as a joke that inflation doesn't go up. And right. so I don't know if I can afford for him to go back to Enchanted Forest and get these corn dogs again. Like, I'm concerned about it. So, Lauren, as I've been telling you for a while now, because clearly I'm not doing well when I go out to restaurants because I got to talk to people. And
they think you love them.
I can't be home because I blow shit up.
You do.
And apparently I almost killed all my neighbors.
Yep.
And it's not even funny. Like, I'm traumatized, bubble. Cheryl. I want you to know, as my attorney, I would always hire Cheryl to be my attorney in this type of thing. You have to express how traumatized I am. Like, I'm shaking still. Those pans were just my heart that fell. So I'm thinking, though, here's my thought. Ready? I'm thinking that if I went to a foreign country that didn't speak English and I didn't learn their language, that might be my overall solution. And did you see that Governor Abbott of Texas is shipping people, that migrants that come to Texas, yeah. to New York City right now? That's his game.
Yeah.
And you yeah. read about the borders, like all these people running in the midterms in the Republican line are saying the borders are unsecure. You hear about this, right?
The borders are.
Do you hear about this, Mark?
Yeah, of course.
And it's a border crisis. Open borders, border crisis. We needed a wall, right? So
well,
here
I see something that the Democrats are now funding, like, to finish parts of the wall.
I didn't see it, but yeah. I'm not doubting it. I yeah. will say wow. to you, though, this: we're all concerned that everyone's trying to break into the U.S. Right? That's like an issue. Everyone wants to get in the U.S. The U.S. U.S. I don't know if you read, though. I saw this because I was thinking about doing this, but apparently I'm not welcomed. It's just a thought. There was an article on the Daily Caller that Mexico City is saying they want all the stupid Americans to leave because all the stupid Americans like me were thinking that they were going to go to Mexico City, live cheap, no inflation issues, wouldn't have to speak to people. I don't know hablo español. All I know is el baño. And so I thought this was going to be my plan, but they want us all out. If you can think of another place for me to go, though, let us know. This is the Leapcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentolieb.com.